Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life Points with Rhonda. Today, we're delving into a topic that touches the core of our emotional well-being, yet often goes unexplored, especially among men. We're talking about vulnerability. Yes, vulnerability, not a word. Often associated with masculinity, but incredibly essential for meaningful, deep relationships and personal growth. Today's episode is for the gentlemen. And gentlemen, our topic for today is embracing vulnerability, a key to emotional intimacy in relationships. Before we get started, a few words. Our podcast is a part of the World Podcast Network now, with over 1,000 podcasts. Visit the World Podcast Network at https://worldpodcast.network.com to listen to podcasts in over 12 genres. Come vote our podcast episodes up and help us rise on the leaderboard. If you have a podcast of your own, you can join for free. Now, gentlemen, I know that your time is valuable. So let's get started, okay? In the realm of relationships, vulnerability stands as a cornerstone for meaningful connections, emotional depth, and profound intimacy. However, for many men, the notion of vulnerability can evoke feelings of discomfort, fear, and insecurity. Society often perpetuates the stereotype that men should be strong, stoic, and unyielding, making it challenging for them to embrace vulnerability in their relationships. In this episode of Life Points with Rhonda, we delve into the topic of overcoming the fear of vulnerability and explore how men can cultivate this essential trait for fostering emotional closeness with their partners. Let's start by addressing what vulnerability really means. It's about the courage to show up and be seen, to share our true selves, including our fears and desires. It requires strength to be emotionally honest and to let go of the need for control and perfection. But why is this so hard, particularly for men? There's a cultural script that tells men they need to be strong, unemotional, and always in control. This script can be damaging because it denies men the full spectrum of human emotional experience, from joy and love to sadness and fear. Embracing vulnerability means rejecting these limiting beliefs about what it means to be strong and what it means to be a man. The fear of vulnerability comes from a fear of rejection or appearing weak. It's understandable, but it also creates barriers to closeness. When you can't share your true self, how deep can your relationships really be? Think about it. The relationships you likely value the most are the ones where you can be your full self, warts and all. So, how can we begin to embrace vulnerability? First, start small. Share something personal with a close friend or partner, perhaps a fear you've never voiced or a dream you've kept to yourself. Notice how this act of opening up makes you feel. It might be uncomfortable at first, but it also might lead to a deeper connection. Next, listen as much as you speak. Vulnerability is also about being open to hearing others' truths. When someone shares with you, listen with empathy and without judgment. This mutual exchange fosters deeper emotional connections and trust. It's also important to embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you feel vulnerable. Understand that it's not just brave, but also human, to feel unsure or exposed. Self-compassion reinforces the security needed to be vulnerable. Understanding vulnerability. Vulnerability is not a sign of weakness. Rather, it is a demonstration of courage, authenticity, and emotional honesty. When men allow themselves to be vulnerable, they open the door to deeper emotional connections and genuine intimacy in their relationships. By sharing their true thoughts, feelings, fears, and insecurities, men can build trust, foster empathy, and strengthen the bond with their partners on a profound level. Breaking down barriers. The fear of vulnerability often stems from societal expectations that dictate that men should be tough and self-reliant. To overcome this fear, men must challenge these outdated norms and recognize that vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. It takes courage to be vulnerable, to expose one's innermost thoughts and feelings, but the rewards of emotional closeness and authentic connection are immeasurable. Cultivating emotional awareness. Embracing vulnerability begins with cultivating emotional awareness and introspection. Men need to acknowledge and understand their own emotions, be willing to express them openly and honestly, and actively listen to their partner's feelings without judgment. By developing this emotional intelligence, men can create a safe and nurturing space for vulnerability to thrive in their relationships. Building trust and connection. Vulnerability is a two-way street that requires trust and reciprocity. Men must be willing to trust their partners enough to share their vulnerabilities openly, knowing that they will be met with understanding, compassion, and support. By reciprocating this vulnerability, partners can form a deep bond built on mutual trust, respect, and emotional intimacy. Embracing growth and healing. Embracing vulnerability is not only essential for fostering emotional closeness, but also for personal growth and healing. By confronting their fears and insecurities, men can break free from emotional barriers, cultivate self-compassion, and embark on a journey of self-discovery and emotional healing. Vulnerability paves the way for transformation, resilience, and deeper connections in relationships. In the journey of relationships, embracing vulnerability is a transformative and empowering experience that nurtures emotional intimacy, deepens connections, and fosters authentic love. As you navigate the path towards vulnerability, remember that it is a courageous act of self-discovery, a profound demonstration of strength, and a gateway to the beauty of genuine human connection. Taking action, tips for embracing vulnerability. 1. Practice self-compassion. Start by showing yourself kindness and understanding. Acknowledge your own vulnerabilities and be gentle with yourself as you navigate your emotions and fears. 2. Communicate openly. Engage in open, honest communication with your partner. Share your thoughts, feelings, and vulnerabilities without fear of judgment, and encourage your partner to do the same. 3. Seek support. Build a support network of trusted friends, family members, or a therapist who can provide a safe space for you to express your vulnerabilities and emotions. 4. Embrace imperfection. Understand that nobody is perfect, and it's okay to show your flaws and weaknesses. Embracing imperfection can lead to deeper connections and genuine intimacy in your relationships. 5. Practice active listening. Listen attentively to your partner's thoughts and feelings without interrupting or jumping to conclusions. Show empathy and understanding to create a supportive environment for vulnerability to thrive. 6. Take small steps. Embracing vulnerability can be a gradual process. Start by taking small steps, sharing your feelings or thoughts in manageable doses, and gradually expanding your comfort zone. 7. Reflect and learn. Take time to reflect on your experiences with vulnerability. Learn from each interaction, understand your triggers and fears, and use these insights to further cultivate emotional intimacy in your relationships. My final thoughts. Embracing vulnerability is a transformative journey that requires courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. By overcoming the fear of vulnerability, men can deepen their connections with their partners, foster emotional closeness, and experience the true beauty of authentic relationships. Remember, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to your strength, courage, and authenticity. As you embark on this journey of self-discovery and emotional growth, may you find the courage to embrace vulnerability, nurture deep connections, and experience the profound joy of genuine intimacy in your relationships. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Life Points with Rhonda. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions on relationships, personal growth, and empowerment. Until next time, remember to embrace vulnerability, for it is the key to unlocking the depths of your heart and soul. Keep the conversation going. We would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. How do you approach vulnerability in your relationships? What challenges have you faced, and what strategies have helped you overcome the fear of vulnerability? Share your experiences, insights, and questions in the comments below, and let's continue the conversation on embracing vulnerability together. In conclusion, in the pursuit of authentic and fulfilling relationships, embracing vulnerability is a crucial step for men to take. By overcoming the fear of vulnerability, men can cultivate emotional intimacy, strengthen their connections with their partners, and experience the profound depth of genuine human connection. Remember, vulnerability is a strength, a pathway to emotional closeness, and a cornerstone of authentic relationships. Join us next time on Life Points with Rhonda, as we continue to explore topics that inspire growth, connection, and empowerment in relationships. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be real. It's okay to be you. At Life Points with Rhonda, we are committed to guiding you on your quest for personal growth, emotional empowerment, and fulfilling relationships. We invite you to continue exploring the depths of vulnerability, cultivating emotional closeness, and embracing the fullness of your authentic self in all your relationships. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Life Points with Rhonda. Your presence, engagement, and willingness to explore vulnerability inspire us to continue our mission of empowering individuals to create meaningful connections and lead fulfilling lives. Connect with us. We value your feedback, stories, and insights. Share your experiences with vulnerability, your challenges, triumphs, and reflections with us. Connect with us on social media, leave a comment, or send us a message. Your voice matters, and we are here to support you on your journey towards vulnerability, authenticity, and emotional closeness in your relationships. Please stay tuned. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes where we will delve deeper into topics that uplift, inspire, and empower you to navigate the complexities of relationships with grace, courage, and authenticity. Subscribe to Life Points with Rhonda to receive notifications and updates on our latest discussions, interviews, and insights on relationships and personal growth. A special thank you. Thank you for being a part of our community, for your openness to vulnerability, and for your commitment to creating enriching, fulfilling relationships in your life. Remember, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to your strength, courage, and authenticity. Embrace vulnerability, nurture deep connections, and experience the transformative power of emotional intimacy in your relationships. For those of you interested in sticking around, we have a mindful meditation coming up next, so please be prepared and in a safe space. Until next time, take care, stay true to yourself, and continue to explore the depths of vulnerability with an open heart and a fearless spirit. Title: Embracing Vulnerability, a 30-minute mindfulness journey for men. Start of meditation session. Welcome, gentlemen. Today, we will embark on a 30-minute mindfulness journey designed to help you embrace vulnerability and deepen your emotional connections. Find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Sit comfortably or lie down. Let's begin by focusing on our breath. 5 minutes, breathing and grounding. Gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and exhale slowly. With each breath, feel yourself relax deeper. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the sensation of air entering and leaving your nostrils. Purpose: this initial phase is to calm the mind and body, preparing you for deeper emotional exploration. 5 minutes, body scan for release of tension. Let's scan your body from head to toe. As I mention each part, focus your attention there and consciously relax any tension. Start with your forehead, your jaws, shoulders, down to your feet. Purpose: reducing physical tension helps in reducing mental barriers, enhancing openness. 10 minutes, exploring vulnerability. Now, imagine a space where you feel safe and secure. Picture someone with whom you'd like to share more of your true self. Visualize expressing a fear, a hope, or a dream to them. Notice how you feel. There is no judgment here, just an open space. Purpose: this visualization fosters a sense of safety and vulnerability, encouraging emotional expression. 5 minutes, reflecting on the experience. Reflect on what you just experienced. How did it feel to share openly? Did you notice any resistance or relief? Whatever you felt, acknowledge it with kindness and without judgment. Purpose: reflection helps integrate the experience, promoting learning and acceptance of one's feelings. Five minutes, reaffirming commitment to vulnerability. As we prepare to conclude, set an intention to carry this openness into your daily interactions. Imagine yourself being more open and vulnerable with others, bit by bit, and how it transforms your relationships. Purpose: setting intentions helps solidify the lessons learned during meditation and encourages real-life application. Conclusion: gently bring your awareness back to the room, wiggle your fingers and toes, take a deep breath, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you for joining me on this journey of vulnerability and openness. Remember, each step towards vulnerability is a step towards deeper connection and authenticity. Be at peace.